Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And today's our unit on psychology, things that go on in the mind.
Uh-huh.
Trying to figure out how people think and why they do the strange things that they do. And our unit today is talking about something called OCD, or Obsessive Compulsive Disorder.
We actually use both terms. Most of us, for time reasons, we just want to save some time. We say OCD. Oh, you're so OCD. We use it kind of as a joke, but it's really not a joke. It's actually a real condition that people struggle with in their real lives.
Exactly. OCD stands for Obsessive Compulsive Disorder.
Mm.
Obsessive means that you can't stop thinking about one thing. You're obsessive, or you are obsessed with something. And compulsive, that means you can't really control yourself. You do these things, you know they're probably wrong or they're weird, but you just can't help yourself.
Yeah, for example, some people are compulsive shoppers. We'll talk more about that once we get into the article. But before we start, guys, of course, we need to read through it, don't we?
We do. Yeah. Let's do that right now. Okay. Listen carefully. Imagine that before leaving your house to go somewhere, you have to check all the light switches, flipping them 3 times each. Then, once outside your home, you need to lock, unlock, and lock your door before feeling it's secure. Even though you may be laughed at for this, you can't help but repeat the same routine. These repeated actions may seem unnecessary, but for sufferers of obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, they are an indispensable part of their daily regime. OCD is defined as having persistent, unwanted thoughts that are usually dealt with through repetitive behaviors. A person with OCD cannot prevent themselves from executing these undesirable actions, since not to do so would cause them overwhelming anguish. OCD affects between 1 and 3% of the global population. There are even some celebrities who battle this disorder. Soccer star David Beckham needs things in even numbers, so if he were to have 3 sodas in the fridge, he'd probably toss one in the trash. As a child, Hollywood Romeo Leonardo DiCaprio loved stepping on every piece of chewing gum he saw on the ground. No cure for OCD exists. However, there are certain measures one can take to lessen its daily impact. There is psychotherapy, where an individual speaks with a specialist about their obsessions and does exercises to decrease their compulsions. If that doesn't work, medications such as antidepressants can help. Certain prescription drugs soothe the brain, ultimately muting those nagging desires. It's important to understand that people with OCD are compelled to act the way they do. For them, it's their way of navigating their world. For us, understanding, respect, and tolerance are the keys to getting along with them.
Okay, guys, let's get started. We're looking at the title here, To Wash, Rinse, and Repeat. It sounds like I'm shampooing my hair here.
Yeah.
You wash your hair. You've got soap in it, right? All that shampoo. And then you rinse it. You just use water to get all that soap or shampoo out. And then you might need to do it again.
But this is a process in which you clean things, wash, rinse, but then you do it again over and over. And that probably means you're suffering from OCD, Obsessive Compulsive Disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's get into our article here. Here's the first paragraph. It says, imagine that before leaving your house to go somewhere, you have to check all the light switches, flipping them 3 times each. Of course, when you leave your house, it's a good idea to turn off all the lights. And the thing that turns on a light or turns off a light is called the switch, the light switch.
Now, once you're outside, you may need to lock, unlock, and lock your door.
Ooh.
Wow, I just lock my door and then I leave. So this is a pattern someone's using. They lock their door. Then they unlock their door right after they lock their door, and then they lock it again before they feel it's secure. If it's secure, it's safe. You know you can trust it to not let any burglars in or any thieves in.
Now, some people are afraid of burglars and stuff like that, so they want to make sure that it's secure, that it's safe, that it's locked tight, and that no one can get in. And even though you may be laughed at for this, you can't help but repeat the same routine. So if other people see you doing this, they might think, you're crazy, you're nuts, why are you doing that? Why are you locking and unlocking your door over and over again? But in this case, it's a real thing, and you can't help but repeat that same routine. So here we have this phrase, can't help but do something, okay? For example, I could say that, I know I'm on a diet, but whenever I go to the Sherlin Night Market, I can't help but have an Oajen oyster omelet. They are so tasty.
They are good.
They're so high in calories. I know I'm not supposed to eat them, but I can't help but have one.
Well, sometimes you can't help but repeat a routine over and over again. A routine is a series of actions that you follow regularly. You might have a morning routine where you get up, brush your teeth, wash your face, and change your clothes and head on out to work. A lot of people get their morning breakfast outside, I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a routine where you come home, you do your homework first, then you eat some dinner, and then you play some video games.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a regular series of actions that you follow that can be called sort of a pattern for you.
Is that your daily routine? Go out to work, go back home, play video games?
No.
I have a feeling no. I think your routine is, going out to work, getting back home, turning on the TV, and watching Yankees games.
I watch those in the morning if I can.
Oh, that's right, because of the time difference.
Yeah.
But this is kind of silly here because people are repeating the same routine. They're not just doing it once, but they're doing it several times. And these repeated actions may seem unnecessary, at least to the rest of us, but for sufferers of obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD, they are an indispensable part of their daily regime.
Mm.
A regime there is a similar in meaning to routine.
It is.
Sometimes the word regime refers to a government, like the regime in Russia. You know, what are they up to now? But here we're talking about a daily regimen, which is also related to just, again, your routine, the things you do day to day.
Mm-hmm. And here the sufferers or those who have OCD, they just have to repeat these actions. They don't have a choice. They are an indispensable part of their daily regime. Indispensable means absolutely necessary. They have to do it in order to even survive, to feel at peace inside. It's like something inside their brain tells them they have to do it or they can't move ahead. They can't move on.
And OCD is defined as having persistent unwanted thoughts that are usually dealt with through repetitive behaviors.
Mm.
So this is kind of a definition of what OCD is. What is it? Well, it's defined as having these things. To define means to tell the meaning of something. And persistent means that you don't stop doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to get money from you. My daughter's always asking me to give her money. Daddy, daddy, give me money. Oh, gee, you're persistent. You just don't give up, do you?
Kids rarely give up if they want something badly. If it's repetitive, it means it happens again and again and again. It's been repeated. But here, repetitive is an adjective. So they have these unwanted thoughts that kind of pop into their heads, and they have to deal with them by going through all of these behaviors where they repeat actions over and over again. A person with OCD cannot prevent themselves from executing these undesirable actions, since not to do so would cause them overwhelming anguish. So they have to deal with them. They can't stop themselves or prevent themselves, that's what that means, from executing these undesirable actions. If you execute something, here it means you carry something out, you do something, you usually carry out a particular action. Here we're talking about some actions that these sufferers go through. You can also execute a person by killing them.
Oh, no.
But here we're using it to mean to carry out, to do something.
Right, mm-hmm. To execute your company's advertising campaign, for example. And so, yes, they cannot prevent themselves from. We could also say they cannot but execute these undesirable actions. They have to do it. Something's undesirable when it's not desired. It's not wanted. You don't want to do it. They themselves know it's kind of weird, but they got to do it because if they don't, they would experience overwhelming anguish. And anguish is like anxiety. It's a mental stress or maybe even physical pain or suffering.
Yeah. Notice here we've got this conjunction here, it's since. Since it could also be because. So they have to do this because if they don't do it, they're going to feel this horrible anguish, which is a terrible feeling. Sometimes you have anguish if you've done something wrong. Sometimes you have anguish when you have some severe mental or physical pain you're suffering. It's painful to suffer like this. Overwhelming means it's so strong that it almost takes control of your emotions completely. So if you have overwhelming fear, it's like you can't even move. You can't even do anything because it's overwhelming you. It's taking control of your body. So overwhelming means very, very great in some sort of amount.
Yeah, for example, I'm from the country.
Uh-huh.
So when I first came to Taiwan, the traffic was overwhelming. It was just too much. I was scared. I was screaming, Mommy, get me out of here. I want to go back to the farm and ride on the tractor. But in any case here, it would cause these people overwhelming anguish. They just wouldn't know what to do. They'd have to get on the phone and call their doctor right away. We'll continue talking about OCD in just a second. Now it's time for our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要讨论的主题呢，叫做强迫症。我们首先来看到，在第一个空格的句子里面提到 ，Then once outside your home, you need to lock, unlock, and lock your door before feeling its blank one.强迫症的人呢，他会去重复一些固定的行为，像是在离开家的时候会尝试着要锁门，然后又把锁打开再上锁，这当然也是强迫症的特征之一咯。所以根据上下文意，第一题我们需要一个形容词，可以选择 A, secure, 解释成为安全的。接着来看到第二段的第一句写着 These repeated actions may seem unnecessary, but for sufferers of obsessive compulsive disorder, they are a and blank too part of their daily regime.其实对这些强迫症患者而言呢，这些重复的举动 repeated actions 似乎是他们生活规律当中不可或缺的一部分。按照上下文意，在这里第二题我们一样可以放一个形容词 indispensable， 这个 B 选项代表着不可或缺的。接着第三个空格的句子写着 OCD is defined asHaving persistent blank three thoughts that are usually dealt with through repetitive behaviors. 而 OCD 呢，通常呢，就是借由重复某些行为来处理这些持续出现，但是是怎么样的想法呢？第三题，我们可以选择一样是一个形容词 ，K 选项的 unwanted 代表着就是不想要的。接着来看到第四个空格，当然对患有强迫症的人来说，他们是没有办法阻止自己去执行这些讨厌的行动。Since, 因为 not to do so would cause them overwhelming blank four. 如果不这么做的话，则会造成他们呢是极大的怎么样。根据上下文意，所以第四题我们可以选择 C 选项的名词 anguish， 在这里解释成为痛苦。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson and talk about OCD. Maybe you know somebody who suffers from this, or maybe you yourself suffer from this. But don't worry, we're treating this as an illness, and we're not going to make fun of you, although
No.
some people would. But in any case, how many people suffer from this? Well, here it says OCD affects between 1 and 3% of the global population. So all over the world, between 1 and 3% of people suffer from this problem. We don't have an exact figure, but to me that sounds like a lot. So basically, 1 to 3 of every 100 people you know are suffering from this problem.
Yeah. It's a tough thing to deal with because a lot of people do make fun of you. They don't understand it. Mm. They don't realize that you honestly can't control it. Some people who have this particular disorder take drugs, take some medicine that will help them a little bit. We're going to talk about some of the things you can do if you have OCD in a minute. Let's talk first about some famous people who have this disorder. Some celebrities. Celebrities are people who are famous. These people we're going to talk about battle this disorder. To battle usually is used as a noun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If you are in a battle, you're in a war, you might be a soldier and you have to fight someone who's trying to take control of your country, perhaps. Here we're saying you have a fight against something that's quite difficult. It's a struggle. So you're battling this disorder. You don't want to give up and let it take control of your life. You're going to fight it.
Indeed. So lots of people, lots of famous people, celebrities, they're fighting this. Here's a celebrity here, David Beckham. Maybe you've heard of him. He's a famous soccer player. I think he retired last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It was a tearful retirement, actually.
He's very handsome, so I think the girls know who he is.
Absolutely. And, well, he needs things in even numbers.
Oh.
Even means 2, 4, 6, 8, whereas odd numbers are 1, 3, 5, 7, etc. Some elevators and buildings only stop on even floors, for example.
Like at Taipei 101.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah,
okay,
true.
I haven't been there for a long time. But in any case, yeah, he's got to have things in 2s or 4s or 6s. If he has 3 sodas or 3 pops, 3 cokes in his fridge, well, he'd probably toss one in the trash.
Hmm.
So here we have the verb to toss, which means to lightly throw something. If you're teaching your child how to play catch, you don't want to throw the ball at them. You want to toss it to them first until they get the hang of it, until they kind of get used to it, and then you can start throwing the ball regularly. And here, yeah, he'll probably pitch it, he'll toss it, he'll throw it out.
Interesting. You know, I've never heard of this particular OCD.
Weird.
Where people have a problem with having things in odd numbers. Yeah, he likes even numbers. Interesting. You never know what's going on in someone's brain, huh?
Mm.
You can tell our writer is from the East Coast of the United States. He writes sodas.
Right.
They like sodas in the eastern part of the United States. In the western part, we'll say pop. Or soda pop, but we don't say sodas.
Yeah,
and
I grew up pop.
You grew up in the Midwest, so you guys say pop too?
Yeah, we say pop.
Yeah.
But my cousins live out in Pennsylvania, so they always said soda.
Soda.
So, yeah, it sounds kind of weird to me, but soda is what they say out there east and in other parts of the world. But, yeah, he would probably throw one out if he had an odd number of sodas in his fridge.
Here's another person, Hollywood Romeo. Leonardo DiCaprio. You know what?
Yep.
He's not a Romeo to me. I don't find him attractive, but a lot of girls like him. If you're a Romeo, described as a Romeo, it's not Romeo from Shakespeare, you know. Mm. He's just saying, oh, he's kind of handsome and all the girls love him. And he usually plays the part of a romantic lead in movies. Well, DiCaprio, when he was a kid, loved stepping on every piece of chewing gum he saw on the ground. Chewing gum is the gum that you put in your mouth and you chew for a while. I stopped chewing gum a while ago because my brother said when I chew gum, I look like a cow.
Really?
So I stopped, yes.
Wow, that would stop me, too. I don't want to look like a cow or
no.
pig or sheep or any of those farm animals. But, yes, Leonardo DiCaprio was looking all around. Oh, there's a piece of chewing gum. I got a step on it.
Crazy.
So that's an example of a celebrity suffering from this affliction. And no cure for OCD exists. So if you have it, you're going to suffer from it. But, however, there are certain measures, certain things you can do or measures you can take to lessen its daily impact. To lessen just means to lower the severity of something.
Mm-hmm.
Impact is the effect it has on you. So that also refers to when something bangs into something else really suddenly, car impact or the impact of an asteroid or something like that. And you can do these things such as psychotherapy, which is when you basically have some kind of treatment from a psychologist.
Yeah, you talk about your problems with a professional instead of just taking medicine. You actually sit down and talk with someone. The individual, this is the person suffering, would speak with a specialist, someone who's trained in this area. You're a specialist if you have a lot of schooling and study behind you in a particular area or field. You're a master at it. You're very specialized in a particular field. So the specialist will listen to them and help them as they talk about their obsessions, things they have to do, they can't stop thinking about. And help them do some exercises to decrease or lessen their compulsions. Remember, compulsions are things that you feel you are forced to do, that you can't prevent yourself from doing. So you behave in a certain way, even if you don't want to.
I was forced to give the gangsters money under compulsion, for example. They forced me to do it. And if that doesn't work, psychotherapy and seeing a specialist, medications such as antidepressants can help. Medication, of course, is just a fancy way of saying medicines, and these are medications. Antidepressants are drugs that help you feel happier if you're suffering from depression, and certain prescription drugs soothe the brain. If it's a prescription drug, that means a doctor has to write a prescription for you. You can't get it over the counter at a drugstore, and to soothe means to calm something to make it feel better.
That's right. And hopefully these things will ultimately mute the nagging desire someone has in their head. Ultimately is an adverb. It just means at the end of a process, hopefully this is what's going to take place. I ultimately decided to get a ticket even though prices were high because I needed to go home.
Yeah, it does happen sometimes.
So ultimately is what you decide at the very end or what happens at the end of a process. If someone is nagging you, they're saying you need to do something and you just can't get them to stop. So some of these folks who suffer from OCD have these thoughts in their head that just keep telling them, you got to do this, you got to do this, and they can't get those nagging thoughts or desires to quit. So if someone's nagging you, they're irritating you, they're annoying you.
That's what's happening, all right. And it's important to understand that people with OCD are compelled to act the way they do. This is a phrase here, to be compelled to do something.
Yeah.
That means you're forced to do something, you have to do it. And for them, it's their way of navigating their world. To navigate means to sort of plan and figure out how you're going to get your plane or your boat from one place to another. And this is just how you get through life, basically. And for us, understanding, respect, and tolerance are the keys to getting along with them. Tolerance, of course, means putting up with things and not getting impatient.
Yeah. Well, hopefully those of you out there who do suffer from OCD will take heart. Be hopeful. If you need some help, go get some help. There's nothing wrong with saying you have a disorder like this. We hope you'll get it fixed up and you won't have those nagging desires ruining your day. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
后面的文章提到，全球大概有1%到3%的人都患有强迫症。第五个空格则是提到 ，There are even some celebrities who blank five this disorder。在这里，我们用形容词子句 who 来引导一个动词片语，修饰前面的 celebrities。也有一些呢，影视的名人，他们必须要对抗、奋战这样子的精神疾病。第五题我们需要一个动词，那么我们可以选择 I 选项的 battle， 则是有对抗，那么奋战的意思。 接着我们来看到下一段第六个空格 No cure for OCD exists. However, there are certain measures one can take to blank six its daily impact. 虽然没有解药，不过有一些方法跟措施我们可以去做它，来怎么样它带给我们的日常的冲击呢？当然虽然没解药，但是做了这些措施则是可以减轻这个疾病带给我们的冲击。所以根据文意第六题，我们可以选择动词 J 选项的 lessen， 则是有减轻减缓的意思。其中一个方式就是透过 psychotherapy， 也就是精神治疗。Where an individual speaks with a specialist about their blank seven and does exercises to decrease their compulsions. 透过精神治疗，你可以跟专家谈论什么，然后透过一些练习来降低这种强迫的欲望。那么在第七格放在的是所有格 there 的后面，我们选择放名词一选项的 obsessions， 指的就是你的着迷以及强迫症的一些情形。接着来看到第八个空格 Certain prescription drugs blank aid the brain， 事实上也会医生可以开一些处方签，这些药物呢也可以让你的大脑怎么样，然后最终就会让你一些情绪不安的欲望可以慢慢的消除，而这些药物就是要来舒缓大脑的这样子的一个结果，让大脑放松。所以第八题可以选择动词H 选项的 soothe。 第九个空格 It's important to understand that people with OCD are blank nine to act the way they do。 我们必须要了解这些患有 OCD 的人，事实上他们是被迫不得不去从事这些重复的行为。所以第九题可以选择 D 选项的 compelled。那么对我们来讲 blank 10 respect and tolerance are the keys to getting along with them， 对我们来说呢，要有了解尊重跟忍耐才是跟他们相处的关键所在。所以第十格我们可以填名词 F 选项的 understanding， 解释成为了解的意思。
That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.